We are joined in the media center here at Houston Raceway Park following the final spring nationals with our funny car winner, Matt Hagan, his 41st career victory, second this season for Tony Stewart Racing. Hagan getting a victory in the final round over Bobby Bodie, who shattered a body. And it was a pretty wild victory, but Matt Hagan, the winner. He was our marquee matchup against John Force in the first round, took down the number one qualifier, Ron Capps, in the second round, J.R. Todd in the semifinals, to set up the matchup with Bodie, delivering a victory to Dickie Venables, who memorialized the passing of his father, Dick Venables, last night at his home track. Matt, how meaningful is it to be able to deliver a victory for Tony at the Gator Nationals and now a victory for Dickie on the weekend that he's really thinking about his father and his passing?
Well, I mean, first of all, Bob Bodie and his kid there, man, they're doing a great job. I mean, you know, up on top end there. So what would you recommend? You're a three-time champ. And what'd you tell him? I was like, just keep doing what you're doing, man. Like, you know, that kid is doing a great job driving. I'm super proud of him. I mean, we need youngsters like that coming up in the sport. And I'm just really, really proud of him this weekend. I hated to rain on his parade for his birthday weekend. You know, I was signing his card. I was like, you freaking stud, you know what I mean? Like, on his birthday card and stuff. But, you know, I mean, that's just drag racing, though, man. I'm here to do a job, and that's what I'm supposed to do is turn wind lights on, and that's what I get paid to do, you know. But, you know, for Dickie Venables and his entire, you know, family to be here, and his dad passing, and Dickie, you know, Dick Venables being such a huge, huge part of Dickie and what he has done in his career, and just, you know, them working together with Tobler and all those people, like, to have that, you know, inspiration from his dad and to have him be such a big part of drag racing. And, you know, this race means so much to me because, you know, I won my first race here. This is in 2010. I got in on a pedal job or number 14. I pedaled pretty much every round and won in the final on a pedal job. And, you know, to close it out here, you know, with a win and to be able to honor and commemorate Dickie and his dad and you know, his entire family being here is super, super special. You know, I mean, it's a sad, sad thing, but we're going to end on a really, really good note. And to be able to give him and his family the trophy this weekend is massive, you know. So, you know, I'm probably going to cry like a little girl when I hand it to him, you know. But it means so much because Dickie means so much to me, man. And it's just cool that this is his life, man, and this is what he's given. And you know, he doesn't have kids, he doesn't have family, this is it, you know. And to be able to come out here with a win, you know, is huge. And like his sisters and all that stuff be here, it's massive, you know. So yeah, we got it done, so I'm happy about that. So I'm gonna cry in the shower later when you guys can't see, you know what I mean. But no, it's just a good weekend, you know. And I'm excited that our car's running well, points leader, you know, won two races so far, been to every final except for one, and I think we went to the semi before that. You're just making a statement this year, man. I mean, there's a lot of heavy hitters. We got through a lot of heavy hitters today, and you know, there was nothing, no easy runs today. I mean, and you look at Bodie, it's like, man, it's his birthday weekend, he's probably gonna pull something out of his ass, you know what I mean? Like, that's just how stuff happens. And so, you know, all in all, it's just a really, really great weekend.
Questions for our funny car winner, Matt Hagan, starting off with Josh Hatchett from NHRA. Everyone else, please state your name and affiliation. Josh?
Matt, you talk about the emotions with Dickie and everything, and you also then you throw in the emotions of this is your first win, it's the final race here, a huge crowd and all that. How are you able to handle all that and process that and still?
I was just thinking, like, don't mess it up, man. You know what I mean? Like, we got a great car, the car's running good, and you know, and that's what I try hard to do, man. You know, I mean, you simplify everything that you do, you know, because I learned early on, you know, Mike actually pulled me aside one time and he said, you know, kid, when I was chasing my first championship, he said, don't chase it away from yourself. Let it come to you. Just keep doing what you're doing. And that's the same thing I do with every final round. Just keep doing what we're doing. Don't go up there trying to do something extra or make something else happen. Just let it come to you. And when it's supposed to be, it'll be. And you know, we got such a great team, and Dickie's been able to assemble this great group of guys around me for the last 9-10 years, you know what I mean? And I've won 40 some races with Dickie. I've won three with DeLago and runner up in a championship, but the rest have been with Dickie. And I mean, it's just a statement of how good the guy is. I mean, there's a lot of heavy hitters. You got, you know, Guido, and you got, you know, Proc and all those guys, but I wouldn't trade Dickie for anybody, man. I mean, you know, like I said, a long time ago, we were driver of the decade, but it's because of Dickie and his stats and what he's done. It's not because of me, you know what I mean? So the dude just is incredible. This is his hometown, and you know, it's just super emotional this weekend. But you know, you're going like, man, this is going to happen. You know what I mean? And we're rolling up there to the final, and you're like, all right, well, don't do something stupid and mess this up, you know? So just kind of keep doing what you're doing, you know? And we did, you know, and the wind light came on, and Dickie was able to figure the car out. You know what I mean? It's a super challenging racetrack when it's 120 degrees out there, and there's some bumps out there to deal with, and it's challenging, but that's why Dickie is Dickie, man. He's a great racer on Sunday, and even though we were sitting number eight, you know, we were able to win the race just because he's a good racer on Sunday.
Chris Bishop, Racing Pro Media. Matt, first of all, congratulations.
Thanks.
You're having a hell of a lot of fun out there this year.
Yeah.
Just watching your demeanor this year compared to past years, you're smiling a lot, you're happy, you're bouncing around, even with the fan interaction. How much is that relating to the performance then on the track as well?
Well, it definitely carries over. Everything that you do, we're just in such a good headspace mentally with Tony as a team owner, you know what I mean? Like, he just is like, whatever you guys need, you know, it's not, he doesn't have the mentality of do more with less, you know what I mean? He's like, whatever it takes. He's like, you know, it's kind of funny watching Tony learn a little bit, you know. It's like, we got a track specialist out here now, and then, you know, he's looking at the tires, and he's like, well, if they're chunking, then they're probably not enough rubber on there. And it's like, well, they'll clean up in the burnout. And he was like, well, no, we need full rubber, you know what I mean? It's like, he's like, whatever it takes, like, let's go get some more tires, you know what I mean? So it's just that mentality of, like, win, you know what I mean? And that's what I love, and that's like, that's a driver mentality of like, whatever it takes, we're gonna get up on the tire, we'll get up on the wheel, and we're gonna make this happen. And it carries over into my crew, into my crew guys. And you know, everybody's showing up. I mean, our guys, I mean, nobody knows this, but a couple years ago, I mean, I gave my bonus to my guys to keep them there. You know what I mean? They were like, we're quitting, we're gonna go drive a truck over the road. And I was like, money motivates everyone, right? But like, for me to give over my bonus of just to keep my crew guys there, I mean, that's crazy, you know? But like, these guys are getting paid what they're deserved, and they're happy to be there, and they're showing up, and they're wrenching on the car, and they're like, come in with a smile versus going like, you ain't gonna quit me today, are you? You know what I mean? So, you know, it means a lot, you know what I mean? And that whole demeanor carries over with our crew. We have a badass team, but when the mentality is there, we have an incredible team, you know what I mean? And I think that's why it's showing on racetrack, to be able to go to every final so far, win two races, and except for one semifinal, and you know, it's just one of those things where we had a Brent, we're making more power the first race there, and I think it was Phoenix, and we, you know, just learning the fuel curve. So I'm just excited for what's to come, man. We got a lot in store.
Sure, you're already keeping the tires on that. Next, I was going to ask you about, you know, racing, you know, for Tony and how that's kind of, you know, what that's like, but you kind of answered that. Tell me, though, next week you go to NASCAR country, and that's kind of, you know, that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
You know, Tony brought over a lot of fans. What's it mean to you to go there and try to compete for a win in his?
Well, I think our hospitality is going to be filled gill full with Circle Track guys. I think he has like 300. How many?
350.
Three. Yeah, he's got 350 employees.
Wow.
and or more than that. I don't even know. But like, I was trying to, like, we're sponsoring that race, and I was trying to get a few of my people in there, and they're like, well, it's full. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you know, it's one of those deals where it's incredible, the crossover. You know, I really hope that NHRA, you know, kind of sees how big this is for NHRA, you know, to be able to bring a guy like Tony and that caliber and that fan base and that, you know, the demeanor and the charisma that he brings to NHRA to be here as a team owner. I just hope we don't miss the boat with that, and we really highlight that, not just because I'm driving for him, because it's such a good thing for our sport, and it shows how our sport is growing, and it shows that people want to be here and spend money. And you know, it's just such a good thing, man. You know, you look at like Greg Anderson with the Haas car and stuff like that. We need this crossover, and we got to have these NASCAR boys and gals that are supporting, and they have big time money and big time sponsors, and we need to bring that here to NHRA. What we have is the most incredible extreme sport there ever is. We just got to figure out how to showcase it and highlight it better, man. I mean, because there's nothing that we do that is more extreme than this. And I've done a little bit of everything from drag cars to drag boats to monster trucks to you name it, man. If it's got a wheel, it's, you know, sprint dirts, you know. So this is the most intense stuff I've ever done. And we got a great platform.
Well, just along those lines, I know for a fact there's 6 NASCAR reporters that will be at the racetrack next weekend for you guys at least. And there's a movement at the garage amongst some people to bring some more crossover. So does that build on what you're kind of saying?
Well, I think just getting them there, man, like no different than sponsors. When I pitch a sponsor in a boardroom, you know, if I can get him to spend a Saturday here, it sells itself, man. Like, it just get him here. And that crossover, when we get those NASCAR guys here, it sells itself. I mean, there's nothing more incredible than to watch these cars, you know, two fuel cars run down the track like that. And I've yet in my career have people come back and go like, well, that wasn't cool. You know what I mean? Like, they're always like, oh my God, I didn't know what just happened. Like, I'm signing up for next year. It's just getting the people here and having people like Tony to have that crossover and bring those out and getting those sponsors involved. But, you know, it's just getting everybody here. The sport sells itself once they're here.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, brother.
Darren Williams, Competition Plus TV. Just going back to that final, obviously Bobby was ahead for a little while. Were you aware of what was going on in the other lane? And second question, we've had, like, you've been consistent all year long, and, you know, we've had Star Wars type conditions the first three races of the year. What does it say about your teams that you can, you know, run in the cold conditions, but also come here to Texas, the hottest race of the year, and we're good in the heat also?
Yeah, I could definitely hear him over there beside me. I was like, man, this might be a real drag race here, you know, and I've done that, you know, I've blown bodies up, and I've, you know, you have chaos, and it was kind of cool to hear, you know, like, I turned the radio up before, you know, when they were pushing him off, and I guess the kid chucked his helmet with, you know, passion of, like, you know, he hate that he lost, and Tony was like, I'm gonna buy that kid a helmet, you know what I mean? Like, he's like, I love people that are passionate like that, and I don't think Tony's ever chucked anything before in his life either, you know? So it's one of those things where you just kind of, like, the kid, you know, he's a good kid and he's passionate about it. And I've been there in that spot, you know. I've had to have my old man pull me aside, and he's like, if you ever do that again, he's like, I'll never let you drive again, you know. But, like, it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, that passion is what you need in this sport, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of times we get up there and shake hands, and it's tough to lose, well, man, you know what I mean? And, you know, but for him, for his birthday and what he's doing, he did a phenomenal job this weekend. And yeah, I could hear him over there, but then, you know, obviously as we went down through there, kind of, you know, I was just looking for the wind light to come on. But, you know, and for what we're doing and the consistency, you know, in the cool and then the heat, you know, today, just speaks to Dickie Venerables and Mike Knutson and Alex Conway and the crew they put together to be able to adapt to what we're doing out here. It gives me a lot of confidence knowing that whatever condition we roll into, if you give Dickie and those guys enough runs, they're going to figure it out. So it's not one of those things where we just have a cool weather race car. We have a team that can race on Sunday, and that's all that matters to me.
Matt, you know, final question, look ahead to the four wide track there. You ran the first 3 second run there. Four wide, Charlotte, look ahead. Why do you want to win?
Yeah, well, four wide, man, I've done everything from, like, red light to not stage the car to win the race to drop it out of the group to what just happened, you know what I mean? And that's four wide for you, you know. So it's crazy that, you know, we went from a four wide and then you're gonna go two wide and then we'll go back four wide again. The mentality up there of, you know, how long you do the burnout and when did everybody start and, you know, how much fuel's in the car, and there's just a lot going on with the four wide and which lane am I in two center lanes and what light am I looking at, and there's so it changes the dynamic of everything. You know, I love two wide racing like this, and I kind of, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, what we do is about repetition and doing the same thing every time, and four wide changes it up, but that makes you a better driver. You have to adapt, you have to be able to rise to the occasion and figure out what lane you're in and what light you're looking at. But you know, it, like Brittany talked about, it happens to the best of us, you know what I mean? And I've been there and done it all. So I guess like John Ford said, we're gonna go out there and dance and see how good we can dance, you know?
Congratulations on your win, 41st of your career. Closing down Houston Raceway Park with a victory. Matt, thank you.
Thank you, guys.